It was a good time. I'm young, and this is all I've known as an adult, and besides college, and so I want to kind of throw my name out there and see what comes up.
Do you have any idea, Chief, what you'd like to get into? Would you, for instance, like to run for political office or become a national expert on security or something? What's in the back of your head?
I enjoy education, and I think I might look into something like that. I got to tell you, my job, while it is not political, politics play a large part in what I do, and I have no desire to be a politician. I don't want to be in law enforcement, but I don't want to leave law enforcement. So I think education is the path I will look. And I already do a little bit of contract work, and so I hope to continue that.
Do you think some people are going to be disappointed, Chris, when they say, man, we were hoping he'd be chief for 20 years. We really like the job he's doing, and he's being typical civil service, getting out as soon as he can. Do you think some people are going to be disappointed that you're leaving so early?
I do, it actually feels very nice to have people say that. This job has been, I've put all of it into it, and it's time to give somebody else a shot. And that's the beauty of this. Policing is evolving. Law enforcement is evolving. And it goes through cycles, but yet it gets better as it goes. And out of this debate we have now, law enforcement is going to come out, and they're going to be better for it, those who are part of this profession. It's a very noble profession. It's the most scrutinized profession that exists. And you have to continue to evolve. And I'm to the point in my life where I want to spend a little extra time on the personal side of my life than on the professional side, because it takes a lot to continue doing this. And at 46, I'm still young enough to do a lot out there. I love this. I wanted to do this. I put it all into it. And now I want to try something else.
We're talking with Roanoke City Police Chief Chris Perkins. Since you brought it up, all the scrutiny the police departments around the country have been getting over the past year or two, did any of that contribute to your decision? Is there any kind of burnout associated with all the extra scrutiny that is being put on police departments?
This is very honest. No. I mean, we have worked very hard prior to all of this in the city of Roanoke to build the partnership, to address these things before they happen. While it is happening, and I don't like to see, law enforcement agencies around the country falling under so much scrutiny, it's not a bad thing. So this is not, it has not in any way, and I've told everybody I've spoke with, it's not in any way contributed to this. I'm at a point in my life where it's kind of good to go out on top. You know how it is? You kind of like, you drop the mic and you walk away. And I know that seems very selfish, but I want to kind of take it easy. And I have got up every morning, and I have shaved except for a couple of special assignments here at the department. I've kept my hair short. I've had to, watch what I do on and off duty. I have some opinions that sometimes I'd like to share, and in my position, I can't necessarily share them the way that I would want to. So it's a good opportunity for me, and I'm open. I just don't know what is out there, so I'm gonna kind of take a plunge and jump into it.
Are there one or two things, Chief, that you're most proud of during your tenure?
When I was made chief by Chris Moore, I mean, he took a chance on a young kid. He did, and he was a new manager. And when I look back on those 5 years, that day that I was provided opportunity, I said I would do certain things. And I'm very proud of the fact that I accomplished all of them. We have worked very hard on the diversity of the department. And we have had diverse academies, every academy, that since I have been chief. We have worked very hard on our partnerships and opportunities for the community to be very much engaged in this department, from civilian review board of officer actions to civilian advisory board on our body cameras. So our community engagement has been just, I think, top notch. And then the last thing I promised was that I would put all of it into it. And there's a couple of things, but I put all of it into it. And, we're a very professional agency. We've been accredited since I've been chief twice. The academy was the second municipal academy in the nation to be accredited by CALEA. We've had two perfect reaccreditations. You just don't hear of that. We have accomplished a lot, and there are people that have been prepared to be chief. And I think the biggest accomplishment is for an internal chief to be chosen. And so I'm hoping that would be the final thing.
Are you going to have any input on who becomes a chief?
I'm not sure what the manager wants to do. The manager and I briefly discussed it when I advised him that I was going to retire, and it was left with, we will talk. because I've still got 82 days, and I'm going to work those 82 days. You know, I've got a few days where I'm going to be out of town on some business, but I'm going to be here, and so I hope I get the opportunity to provide some input. But again, it's his decision, which is, as he has always told me, it's one of the most important decisions you can make, because your public safety entity can hurt or truly make your city, you know, the best it can be. And so it's an important decision for him. I have had overwhelmingly an outstanding experience. There are times where it was tough. There's times where a few gray hairs popped out. But, you know, you're dealing with human beings. And I think people lose sight of the fact that we're all human. So I've made a few mistakes. The people I've worked with have made a few mistakes, and those are the ones that kind of give me the gray hair. But 99% of the time, I've loved every minute of it. I will say that the most enjoyable time was my assignment when I was in Vice Narcotics. I enjoyed that immensely. Good people I worked with. You become very close to those guys and gals you work with in that unit, and so I enjoyed it. So yeah, I mean, I there's no regrets whatsoever.